broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 917 WEEM Pendleton.
We welcome you here to today's ASN Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri alongside Michael Hooker. And a lot of our interviews today were recorded pre-Horseshoe Classic softball tournament, but we're actually recording the opener and closer post. So what are your initial thoughts directly after the tournament, Michael?
It was a very, very long day. A lot of softball was played.
I've been here longer than you.
But it was also a very eventful day.
It was.
We saw a lot of great softball. We saw the undefeated Lake Central Indians come into Pendleton. We saw Chesterton drive all the way down from northern Indiana to come here. Center Grove came, Jennings County, Avon as well. So a lot of traveling was done. Obviously, Pendleton Heights was there. But overall, it was a great softball tournament. Ari Rector for Pendleton Heights had a great weekend, had a great few games. Lake Central, obviously, coming out as the champions of the Horseshoe Classic. So overall, the Horseshoe Classic had a very, very successful outing once again.
Yeah, breaking it down game by game. First, the Arabians played Avon. I was there to catch a glimpse of that game. And in that game, Ari Rector kind of stole the show. It was very, very, very different game. The Arabians won by not playing long ball, but, you know, hitting short. And there was a lot of bunting. And they took charge from the start. It did take a while. It was ended up being like 2.5 hour game. But, yeah, Ari Rector, she hit the, I would call it a walk-off single almost. Kind of bunted almost. It was weird. Many errors caused. And eventually the Arabians battled back scoring.
I mean, you know, it takes something little like that to get things going, especially for this Pendleton Heights softball team. Against Lake Central, they couldn't really get things going like they could in that Avon game. That Avon game, they won 7-6. So it was a very close game and a very tight battle. You mentioned them playing short. And sometimes the short game works out in your favor, especially if you have faster players like Kaya Hubble. You have Ari Rector as well, Skylar Baldwin, Avery Miller, even deeper in that batting order, still is pretty fast, and she is only a sophomore. So really, I think this Pendleton Heights team playing short game will work out, will benefit them in the long run. But sometimes it's better for them to just hit that ball into the outfield and make the outfield work harder, wear them down, so you can get some bigger plays going.
Yeah, and then moving on, next they played, who did they play?
I think Chesterton. Chesterton.
So this was the big game where they did swing for the fences. So you saw in the first game they played short, this game they played long. So they ended up winning after five innings. They play a seven-inning game. They win it after five innings off of a mercy rule. They won 11-0. Caitlin Goodwin had a home run in that game. They hit for the fences there, and they connected on different cylinders in both games. So it was pretty pivotal game for them to take them to the championship round.
Yeah, it definitely was, especially coming into this tournament, sitting at 0-2, losing to Westfield and Center Grove in their first two games, coming in, winning a tight battle with Avon to go 1-2 on the season, then battling against Chesterton, winning 11-0 to push their record to 500 to send them to that championship game against the undefeated Lake Central Lady Indians. And Lake Central, very, very good team, very good pitching-wise, hitting-wise. Overall, they are a very sound team. So I really think that for Pendleton Heights, that was going to be a tough matchup as the underdogs in that one.
Yeah, following that game, of course, Lake Central. Coming into the game 5-0, very hard to beat that team. And they showed it. The pitcher, Candelario, I kept messing up her name because it looks like Jameer Candelario,
Calderon.
She pitched the whole game and she played incredible. You know, she pitched the whole game. So you're like, maybe she had 100 pitches. She didn't. She had about 80. And just only allowed three hits on the game. And one of them was the one that scored the run. It was the big home run from Caitlin Goodwin.
It was Caitlin Goodwin.
Yes. They just played lights out. And Coach Davis just was kind of in the mindset of, like, it's early in the season. We played very good opponents. I'm not worried at all. And I think that's the right headspace to be in.
Well, and for a coach's mindset, early in the season, you want to play the better teams. Even throughout your whole season, you want to play the best of the best. You want to have, although your record may not be the prettiest record, you may not have, you know, 26 wins, 2 losses, and maybe a draw. You know, everybody wants to have the flashy, like, low loss record, high win record. But sometimes it's better to not have those because you play the best teams. To be the best, you have to beat the best. And to do that, you have to play the best. And I think that's what Coach Buck did with basketball, and that's what Coach Davis does with his softball team, and it works. They have gone to the semi-state round of the playoffs the past 2 seasons, and overall, these past 2 teams have been very, very solid, and hopefully they can do that again this year with playing some of these tougher teams in the state early on in the season and throughout their season as well.
Well, that is how girls softball has went for the following weekend. Stay tuned, though, because you can hear Ryan talk to some of the golf players. Dawson talked to Mr. Vosberg, the coach of the Pendleton baseball team. And I talked to Coach Davis pre-tournament, see where his head was at, pick his mind a little. And then me and Michael will join you one more time here at the end of the show. But stay tuned for the rest of the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salon and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials and treatments, teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style is on 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson, 765-400-5323 or DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
I'm Ryan Davis, and joining me here is Hayden Fox and Sam Denny of the Pendleton Knights varsity golf team. So, what does a daily practice look like for you guys?
A daily practice, we get to the course, wait for everybody to get there, and then we play 9 holes. We switch up groups. We play like a little game most of the time, like different games. And then we play 9 holes, and then we hit 100 putts after every day.
Yeah, and the groups are like playing 9 holes. They get switched up every single day, and we play best ball, scramble, it depends on the day. And the winner just gets a prize.
So you guys had your first match last Saturday. So how do you guys prepare for it?
We played a lot of golf on the days leading up. Well, we didn't really play the golf during the week because it was pretty bad weather. It was rainy and then some snow, which kind of sucked. But we also, that helped a lot. And then, you know, just got to bundle up on those cold days. I had about 3 layers on. It was pretty cold.
Yeah, we just played as much golf as we could with the weather. And the week before, so first week back from spring break, we played like 18 holes like every single day. And that kind of helped us.
What is your guys' favorite part about golf?
Well, my favorite part about golf is just being outside and being able to play with everybody, and especially when the weather's nice. It's just fun being out there, and, you know.
My favorite part is just probably, like, our team chemistry, because, like, there was a few nights, I think it was, like, last week, that we were out at the putting green until, like, 9 o'clock, and we had lights on our phones, and we're just lighting up the putting green until, like, 9.
Literally lighting up the putts.
So what is your guys' pregame routine?
My pregame routine is you gotta get all bundled up like we did Saturday. And then we ride the bus to the course. I listen to music on the way there. And then when you get there, I go into the clubhouse and go to the bathroom. And then after that, just hit on the range, then mark your balls before you go to the putting green. I put some illustrations on mine in a line to help me putt. And then roll some putts, and then I don't even chip. I'm just ready to go.
Yeah, I normally just get to the course. I get everything ready, get warmed up, get loosened. I mark my balls as soon as I get there. That's one thing I do. And then I hit on the range. I hit just wedges for like 5 minutes, and then go to 3-wood, and then like irons, and then driver to end it. And then the last thing I do on the range is visualize my first tee shot of that round, whatever it be, like a hybrid, a 3-wood, a driver, just that. And then I go roll putts. And then after that, I just go to the first tee.
So how much of golf is mental as is physical?
I would say you gotta like forget if you have a bad hole, and you can't let it get the best of you. And I guess just like move on. You got to move on quick, because I mean, you're going to have a bad hole here and there. So as long as you don't let it affect your next hole, I think you'll be fine.
I think it's just more like, don't blame every bad shot on something else, because golf is an individual sport. So like, there's nothing other to blame than yourself. There you go.
So golf is mainly a solo sport. So how much of a difference is that compared to any other sport?
I think it's a big difference, because you literally cannot rely on anybody else. It's all on you. Like, I guess the only thing you can kind of blame not on yourself is if the people in your group are playing really slow, and then that kind of messes with you a little bit, but you just got to forget about that. That kind of goes back to the mental thing. You can't focus on stuff like that. You got to focus on your own game.
Yeah, it's just, you do everything good or you do everything bad. It's just all on you. So like, if you hit a bad shot, it's your fault. If you hit a good shot, it's also your fault. So I mean,
Type.
Now, what time are we at right now?
So what are your guys' goals for this season?
Well, I think we all got the same goal. I think we all know we're going to go to state, because we're actually pretty good. And preseason rankings came out and we weren't top 20. So that was kind of crazy to me. But I think if we don't make it to state, we're all going to be pretty upset. And those preseason rankings, I mean, there are some teams on there that probably shouldn't have been there, like Tipton. But I don't know, man. We're definitely better than a lot of them.
I would say one of our goals should be get like top 2 or top 3 in every single invitational on Saturday this year, and definitely win like a couple of them.
So what is the difference between weekend matches and weekday matches?
Weekday matches are a lot shorter. We only play 9 holes. So, I mean, it's fun, because like, you can have fun and you can try to go like really low and have fun with it, especially at Fall Creek. We play there every day, so most of us play pretty good consistently there. And then weekend matches, are obviously 18 holes, so you got to focus more, but it's also more forgiving, because if you have a bad hole, you have way more holes to like make it up. So yeah, I think it's more fun.
Yeah, it's definitely different, because during the week, you're also playing with another teammate, so it's in foursomes, so it's kind of, it's more fun in that way, because you get to like someone to talk to the whole time. But then it's also 9 holes, so if you make a double on one hole, then there's less holes to get it back. So it's also harder in a way.
So are there any matches for you guys are looking forward to this year?
Yeah, I got a couple matches in mind. I mean, we won the Monroe Central invite for the past 2 years, so we want 3 in a row, so we have that this Saturday coming up. It's supposed to be good weather, and I think we'll win it again. And then, obviously, got to look forward to sectionals. Got to make it out of there as a team this year. I also look forward to playing HSC. I want them to send their varsity because I really do think we could beat them pretty badly.
Yeah, one of my weekday matches that I'm really looking forward to is definitely HSC because they're ranked, I think, top five in the preseason poll. So if we beat them, we get a lot of recognition. And then one of the 18 holes is definitely farmland at the Monroe Central.
So that'll do it for this segment of the ASN Coach Show. This is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Angle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twisted Soda Bar.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials, eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, at 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to this interview on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined here with the head coach of the Lady Arabian softball team. Hi, Coach Davis. How's your day going?
Good. How's yours?
Pretty good. So, starting off this Saturday, you got a big tournament, the Horseshoe Classic. It is at home. Does that make the tournament easier for you?
Not necessarily. We're bringing teams from all over the state of Indiana here. They're all high-caliber teams. It doesn't really make it. The only thing that makes it easier is that we don't have to travel. But, there's a lot more work involved. Got to take care of the fields. Got to take care of the session stands. Got to take care of the crowd. So, it's really a pretty busy day and a long day. But well worth it. And we'll see where we're at the end of the day.
For you as a coach, do you think it's easier on the players? Is it easier on you playing a single game or a tournament?
Well, I mean, this is, something special. You get three games in one day. Our IHSAA allows you to play 26 games in one tournament. So if you have a tournament where you can play three to four games, you're actually benefiting getting a game or two extra than what you normally could if you scheduled them. So, I think everybody enjoys that format. And getting three games in a day is a lot. But these girls are used to it. They do it all summer long.
Yeah, you mentioned they do it all summer long. How much, practice goes into a normal week?
Well, for us, practice goes in, we practice every day, 2 hours a day. And every day we mix it up depending on how many games we play during the week, how sore our arms are, how our body's reacting to the grind of the season. We haven't really got into the season. This really pretty much starts the season. Because we got, three games on Saturday, and then next week we got three games, and the week after that we got six games in 6 days. So, it's really the start of the season. So, we start slacking off a little bit as we get going into the season so we can rest our arms. Our arms aren't sore, ice them, and get them ready for the next game.
Yeah, so looking at your schedule, you play pretty close games. You'll play on a Monday and then a Tuesday. You'll play back-to-back pretty much, and then you'll have a couple gaps of days. Do you kind of just feel it out and say their arms are tired, they're not going to practice today, or do you kind of have it set?
No, there's no days off. We will maybe reduce the time of practice, but we always can hit, no matter how sore we are. We can hit, and we can work on the game mentally, the mental part of the game, letting the girls do some classroom work to make sure that they, understand situations, and keep their mind, involved. And the biggest thing is not to be lazy. That's what we tell them all the time, have a purpose, have a game plan, and be ready for the opportunity.
you said something about game playing there. The other sports that we, you know, broadcast and look at 91.7 WEM are basketball. And one of those, you kind of have to scout the other team quite a lot. How much of that goes into baseball, and especially when you're going to play in a big tournament this weekend?
Well, you know, I mean, three, I say four of the teams out of the six teams are ranked in the top 10 coming into the horseshoe. So, you know, we'll look at the stats. We'll see who the big hitters are, who's hitting the home runs, you know, who's had the high batting average, the stolen bases. So we'll have an opportunity or an idea of what to suspect when somebody comes to the plate or when somebody gets on base, just so we're prepared for that, so we can relay that to the girls, so the girls can react to the situation they're in.
Is that something they've already came to the game with the knowledge of, or you'll say, like, this guy can hit, be ready?
Well, you know, I mean, every night is somebody different, so, you know, we don't get a lot of time, like basketball. You know, they got 3 or 4 days to, you know, a week maybe to scout and look and go over game film. You know, we don't really have any game film, so it's just more on stats. And we're just looking at the competition that the team played and how the player is performing.
Okay, and then finally, looking at the weather, it's been pretty rough recently. You've had a couple games postponed. Windy, rainy. How does that affect practicing?
Well, you know, we got to be inside. You know, when you're inside, you know, things are different. You know, you don't get the real feel of a softball field. You don't know how deep you're hitting the ball. You don't know how far you're throwing the ball. So, you know, it is being challenging to be able to practice the way we're going to play by being inside. The good thing is, you know, if it's wet, we can go out on the football field, you know, and practice on the field there. But, you know, with the cold as it is, you know, my philosophy is let's don't get hurt and let's don't get sick. You know, let's go in and work on what we can work on and try to improve that, so when we do get back outside, we can move on to the next part of the game that we need to learn on.
Well, that looks like it's all I have for you today. Thank you for joining me here.
All right. Thanks, Zion. Have a good day.
You too. This was the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton. They've been serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838. House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC, located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Dr. Foley and the staff of Regenerative Health and Wellness offer services in the area of weight loss, hormone balance, autoimmune issues, and more. Information about Regenerative Health and Wellness is available at 317-903-1791. Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. Welcome back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. I'm Dawson Peril. I'm joined here by the head coach for the baseball team here at Pendleton Heights, Coach Vosburgh. Jumping right in here, Coach. When we last talked, we talked a little bit about the goals you have for this season. Of course, you're already a couple weeks into the year, but still very young. So touch a bit more just really your general goals heading into this year, more bigger picture stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so we've got a pretty young team overall. If you look at our rosters, we've only got five seniors on our roster, two of which are injured currently or not at full strength, and then one of those five is more of a pitcher only. So, you know, we've got two outfielders, Bo Surface and Caden Sims, who are seniors. We have Aiden Davis, who's a senior pitcher. But other than that, you know, we're looking to grow our youth, you know, and really develop them for some sustained success over the next couple of years. So if you're talking big picture goals, you know, it's to get a lot of our guys cemented into roles. You know, we want them to buy into the role that we have for them, their strengths. You know, we've got a couple of players on our roster that are unique in terms of their ability and their skill set and what they can do on the field. And so if we can really get those guys to buy in, whether it be bunting for hits or whether it being menaces on the bases, you know, if we can really capitalize on their strengths and really get them to buy into their role, then we think for 2 or 3 years following, a long-term picture, big picture, you know, we can have some sustained success with those guys when they really get comfortable in the roles that we've laid out for them. You know, it's always a challenge when you talk about guys going off and playing on summer teams. You know, they have different roles. But then when you bring 40 guys together for a high school program, you know, you may have played shortstop all summer, but that might not be your role here on this team. You know, you may have played second base all summer. That might not be your role here on this team. You may have hit cleanup for your team because you're a solid baseball player. But here, when you're competing against, excuse me, so many different guys, your role changes. So getting guys to buy into that role and then and getting comfortable in that is a goal for us this year.
Yeah, for sure. And you mentioned there the seniors you have on this roster are a little bit different than last year. Of course, you had quite a few seniors, and seniors are definitely an important part. You want that leadership aspect. So what are you expecting from those few guys you mentioned when it comes to kind of leading and being a mentor for those younger guys?
Yeah, absolutely. Our seniors have been great so far this year, doing whatever role is required of them. You know, Wes Kupfer is another guy that's injured to start this year, yeah, but has done everything we've asked for of him. You know, he's our he's Coach P. Coach P is our pitching coach, and Coach P takes the lead on calling pitches throughout the whole game. We're blessed enough to have a coach to catcher communication system this year, and so Wes has been the guy to deliver all the pitches to our catchers this year. So Coach P calls the pitch, Wes radios it in, that's been a really welcome change for us this year. We can really communicate directly with our catchers instead of trying to go through signs. Wes has become almost like a de facto pitching coach. You know, when Coach P can't be there or if he's late to practice, he works an outside job outside the school. So he's sometimes a little bit late to practice. And so Wes basically takes the lead on a lot of that stuff. So, you know, getting guys to understand what their role is and how they can best help the team. Our seniors have been great at that. Bo and Caden have both been they're both on our leadership committee. And they've been outstanding in terms of getting guys to get started on work or, you know, their pre-practice routines, just being leaders in the dugout, being a stable presence. Both of them have bought into their roles as well, have had excellent attitudes throughout the whole year. And that's what you want out of seniors. You want guys that can lead by example, but they can also push guys when they need to be pushed. And so our seniors have done a really good job of that.
Yeah, and you look back on this past week, of course, as both know, the weather definitely has been ugly, and both your games scheduled have been canceled. So when you get these types of week, which they definitely happen, being up in Indiana, what do you try to do? How do you work around that?
Sure, yeah, we kind of got spoiled going down to Tennessee last weekend when it was sunny and 70 for three games. And so, you know, that actually, when we talked as a staff, that ended up being a really big, piece of our conversation. And like, if we didn't go down there, we would have missed out on three games. Mm-hmm. And at this point, we've only played two, maybe three games. You know, lucky for us, we're heading into the conference and county season having five games under our belt, you know, as a result of that trip. And so there's a lot of fringe benefits to that. But yeah, when we have weeks like this, you know, we're also blessed to have an indoor facility that we've got two cages, we've got courts that we can set up, we can get an entire infield in, and the activity center if we really need to. We also have the turf football field as well, and we're able to utilize that a little bit. We kind of have to bang it out with track sometimes to make sure that we're not stepping on their toes because they're in season as well. And, you know, there are some other schools that have turf facilities, and they do kind of have a little bit of an upper hand at this point. They can get out when other games aren't being played. So, for instance, New Pal has turf. New Pal and Delta got their game in on Tuesday. You know, the rain was what kept us from playing Tuesday, not the cold. The cold has kept us from playing last night and the night before, in addition to the rain. So we haven't been able to get outside and practice the last few days. So, you know, the reality is that when you have a week like this, you've just got to adapt and control what you can control. We can't control the weather. We can't control our actions while we're practicing. We can't control our focus, and we can control our energy. And so when we have a really finite amount of time and a finite amount of space, which is what happens on days when we've got baseball, softball, track, tennis, all practicing at the same time in the activity center, we have to really maximize our time. And so yesterday we were able to get through all bullpens, all live hitting. We got some outfield and infield defense, and we got base running in an hour and a half. You know, and so we can really utilize that space to make our practices purposeful, to make our practices meaningful, and to really get better in that hour and a half that we have in the activity center. So you just have to adjust to it, maximize the resources that you have, and get better.
So we talked about the seniors a bit earlier, taking a look maybe on more of the younger guys you mentioned. There's plenty of them on this team. It's a pretty young team. And how are you trying to grow those players when you're looking long-term for the next couple of years?
Sure. You know, we've actually, we've got a really strong young core group of guys.
Yeah.
And so we got a little bit of action with a few of our guys last year. They got a little taste of varsity action. So like Jordan Williamson, Ty Frakes, Cade Brown, B. Stevenson, those guys got some varsity action last year intermixed with our senior group. We had a large senior group last year, but you know, they were able to compete and to push those guys and earn a little bit of time last year. And so now you've got a really, really large group of that junior class getting a taste of full on varsity action full time. And so there was a little bit of a learning curve. I think we made some really big strides in the last in our last two games specifically. You know, the last game that we played in Tennessee was our cleanest game. It was our most most complete game as a baseball team. And so anytime that you can kind of work through the kinks early in the year and get those guys accustomed to how the game speed is, because the game speed does grow exponentially from that JV to the varsity. Guys are faster. Guys hit the ball harder. Understanding how to attack baseballs. You can't sit back on the varsity level. Guys get down the line super quick. So you've got to come attack ground balls. You've got to get rid of it quickly. And so that just a slight bobble will yield a base for the opposing team. And so, you know, understanding that type of game speed and that game atmosphere has been a learning curve for some of our guys. And I think we're moving towards that long-term goal of getting them to really be comfortable in the shoes and be where their feet are. You know, if they're playing varsity right now, be the best varsity player. If you're in the dugout right there on that varsity squad, be the best teammate you can be in the dugout. And then when your time is called, be ready to perform, because you might not get another chance depending on how our rotations and our lineup shifts are going. So, you know, understanding that guys are competing, understanding that guys need to make the most out of their opportunities, I think that type of competition is good for our team. And so, you know, our younger guys are getting that experience now. And then for a lot of these guys, we're going to have them for two straight years, you know. So if we can bust that out now, compete long term over this year, you know, we've got two solid years with a really good core group of guys, and that's exciting to think about.
Yeah, and taking a quick look at the practices, I know you already mentioned a bit when I asked about the weather this past week, but not considering the weather, say that the weather's perfect, what does a normal practice look like for you guys?
Sure. Yeah. Every game, day that we have come out, we've got guys that will get our pre-practice routines in. So infielders go through a specific progression, outfielders go through a specific progression, and that's before any coach starts to instruct or to organize any practice. That's just an expectation that all of our guys will go through, and that's just keeping their position specific skills sharp. So if it's about a 10 to 15 minute routine that they'll do, then we stretch and throw. And then depending on how the practice looks, we're going to typically get some level of base running in every day and some level of bunting in every day. Those are two things that we really hammer as a program, that it's a big part of our offensive success. We've got some guys that can gap baseballs, that can drive balls to the fence, but we can't guarantee that every single game. You know, when we go up against some elite pitching later on in the year, once we get into deep conference play, you know, you've got a Mount Vernon squad that's got two D1 commits and that they'll throw at us. You've got Shelbyville, who's going to have a D1 commit. You've got Greenfield, who's got a D1 commit. You know, you've got guys that you're going to face that are elite pitchers, and so you can't always guarantee on, you know, the score running in an inning, you have to get two or three hits back-to-back, right? That's going to push guys around. If you're not making plays on the bases, if you're not bunting, if you're not causing chaos. And so we know for our team, when we face that elite type of pitching, we can't guarantee on a crooked number in an inning. So we've got to be able to manufacture a run when we need it. You know, we lose to New Pal last year in sectional 1-0. It just takes one run to put some pressure on them. You know, but we faced an elite pitcher last year, a guy that could really command the zone, had command of two off-speed pitches in addition to his fastball, and he kept us off balance. So we need to be able to manufacture a run via small game, via base running. And so we really hammered that this offseason, and we're really hammering it now as we get into the season. So every practice will have some level of bunting and base running component to it. Depending on the time of the week and in terms of who we have aligned pitching, we'll send Coach P down with some catchers and our pitchers who need to get some midweek bullpen work in. And then we'll always hit. Every game we're going to hit, and we'll get some level of defensive work in. So it's a fairly regimented schedule. We try to maximize our time as best as possible, but we really focus on the finite times of the moments in the game that we really feel like we're struggling. And, you know, if something pops up on the game before, hey, that we didn't execute that position or that play correctly, or we were out of position on that play, we'll make sure we reenact that play the next practice to really hammer down, hey, this is what we want this to look like moving forward. And so, you know, as we make mistakes, you know, hopefully we're winning and being able to overcome mistakes, but oftentimes you learn more from when you lose. And so that the game that we ended up losing, you know, we were able to identify just a couple of different things, especially on the mound, that we wanted to focus on moving forward to refine our work and to really, get very specific in terms of the level of play that we're looking to achieve.
All right, but with that being said, that is all the time we have here. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Michael Hooker was able to sit down with the baseball assistant for our next segment here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios, offering dental care for children and adults, as well as education for the maintenance of your dental health. More information is available by phone at 765-221-5900 on site at 113 South Heritage Way in Pendleton, or online at drdanawright.com. Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village. Located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton, Rollins House provides independent and assisted living, rehabilitation, long-term care, memory support, and more. More information is available at 765-778-7501, Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. If you're just joining us alongside Zion Palmieri, I am Michael Hooker. This is our closing segment. We had some great interviews earlier in the show with Ryan interviewing some golf players. I believe you did Coach Davis, and then Dawson was
Mr. Vosburgh.
Was Coach Vosburgh.
I can say Mr. Vosburgh.
He is a coach.
Yep.
Don't forget that baseball coach. Speaking of baseball, Zion, what do we have on our upcoming schedule for Arabian baseball?
Yeah, for Arabian baseball, they've had a couple games rained out. Today they did play a doubleheader. They lost one versus Yorktown, one against the other. But looking forward to the future, the 16th of April, they will play Shelbyville at Shelbyville. Following that, the 17th, they will play Shelbyville at home. And then one more game, 4-19, April 19th, they will play at Lawrence North. So two of those division conference games, and then one of those out of the conference. So a lot of exciting things, both early in the season for baseball.
Yeah, our baseball team is very, very good. They had a trip to Tennessee not that long ago, played some very tough teams, won two of their three. So overall, so far, the start of the season, pretty successful. Only, I think, one or two losses on their record. So, I'm excited to watch this baseball team, especially going into this the county tournaments coming up as well. Especially for softball, I think they play Elwood on Tuesday, and that's at home. Then after that, if they win that game, then they'll be playing. I don't know where at, but I know they'll be playing away.
So currently, like you said, the 9th of April, they will play Elwood. After that, there's two games. They are, like, tournament games. So it's an opponent to be announced. Follow through on that. Looks at the athletic page at Pendleton Heights to figure those out. And then following that, 4-15, they will play at Anderson. And then 4-16, the day after, they will play at home versus Delta. So two, Anderson's kind of, backyard rivalry, kind of conference, not really technically. But they'll play Delta, and then, some good opponents in there, get that little tournament. So exciting things for softball.
Yeah, and the Delta game, I believe, was rescheduled because of weather earlier this week.
Yes, right, correctly. Correct.
Yeah, so I think that's their first conference game too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, this softball team, we have seen time and time again, they are a very, very strong team. But I believe that this team is different than the past couple of years. They don't have as many power hitters as what they used to. They have more speed hitters. So I think they need to utilize that more. But another thing is, as well, we need to talk about track.
Definitely.
I actually love track. I think today they had a track meet as well.
Correct.
I know Nolan Souders, very good runner. Benson Davis as well. Ava Gerald for the girls. Very, very strong runner for them. Gabe Martin, a thrower. We love Gabe Martin. Gabe Martin, offensive tackle for the football team.
Yeah.
Big dude. Big dude. He's about 6'5". You know, he's a big man.
I got a couple of friends that are throwers, so I've heard stories. But looking at that, track is in full swing. Their next invitational is at Lawrence North High School. It is at Pike. It will be the 20th of April. So that will be at Pike. So exciting things for track and field. Like I said, they're in the full swing of things today. Currently recording this on the 6th, the day of the softball tournament. But yeah, they had a meet today. I believe that was away. But yeah, exciting things to go in Pendleton Heights sports.
I think the meet today was at Ball State.
It was.
Indoor track.
Correct. That's their second there. So go out and support them. They work very hard.
They're a very solid track team.
I have a lot of friends in track, and they practice like every day until like 5:30. And my friends are always like,
we work very hard. They are very, very hard runners.
It's a difficult sport.
Yeah, especially like some of those guys play other spring sports as well. Like
most
Nolan.
Of them.
Nolan, not only does he run track, but he plays rugby too. This, I think, is his first year playing rugby in the spring, as well as running track. So really, Nolan's putting those track guys put in a lot of work, especially the ones that are playing two sports.
Yeah, definitely. And go and support them. Go to their meet. You can look at the athletic page. Go support them. But that will do it for me and Michael's segment today. Thanks for joining us, and thank you to all the sponsors that make this possible. This was the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.